everybody, welcome to another brand new episode of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes are guaranteed to go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but I put out a lot of extra horror content throughout the week, and the best way to stay on top of everything dropping on my channel is to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you get at my Linktree, that's going to give you access to my YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio only versions of the show, to my Letterboxd page for my written reviews and my movie rankings throughout the year, to my TikTok page for my short horror videos, including movie news, movie premieres, and me trying to be funny if you actually find me funny. And then finally, links to my Fangoria shop page where you can enjoy my discount on everything in the Fangoria shop, including a yearly subscription. So hit that subscribe button, folks, because the more subscribers that I get, the more content I can put out for you, the more giveaways I can do as well too, including the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire giveaway that I still have to do as well too. I have a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man drink holder to give away, as well as a physical copy of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So you're not going to want to miss that. We're going to be giving that away here in just the next couple of weeks. So get subscribed now so you have a chance to win. What are we talking about here tonight, though, folks? Well, we're not doing a movie tonight. As I said, we're going to be covering all season long of Interview with the Vampire, which recently returned for its second season. It's been a long, long wait. And last week, we got a chance to check out the season premiere, What Can the Damned Really Say to the Damned? Well, week two, we are here with the second episode of the season. Do you know what it means to be loved by death? And folks, we are going to jump right on into it. Here's the thing, though, just as a heads up, keep in mind that the coverage of Interview with the Vampire will contain spoilers. When it comes to movies, I try to stay away from major spoilers that the movie has been released within the last 10 years. But when it comes to TV shows, got to be a little bit quicker on that, unfortunately, folks, just because, again, that information is going to get out there. So I do caution, please don't watch or listen to this breakdown of episode 2 of season 2 of Interview with the Vampire if you're trying to avoid spoilers and have not had a chance to watch the episode just yet. But for the rest of y'all, let's just jump on into things. So we left off our season premiere with Louis and Claudia making it to Paris. We know that in present times, Armand has talked to Louis about the two of them being better about controlling the interview, just as we know some of the information that Louis has recounted to Daniel is stuff that even he didn't realize was incorrect at first. And it turns out that he might need to look a little bit deeper into some of the information that Claudia had written down to get his own thoughts correct. We know that Armand is in control of some of that information, and therefore that makes Armand a bit of a puppeteer, that he's controlling a little bit more behind the scenes than we realized that he was in the first place. Because remember, season one, who we thought was Rashid, Louis' servant, was actually Armand kind of hiding in plain sight, apparently helping to guide this interview. Now that we know Armand is Armand, it makes it more interesting to how he's going to be able to manipulate anything right in plain sight even more. But we know he somehow is. And what's very interesting about this, because we're going to get to a lot of stuff that happens in the past, but as Louis is kind of recounting a lot more of these painful memories, we're noticing Daniel's reactions to it more and more. Because all throughout season one, and even in the season premiere here, a lot of times when Daniel, when Louis is hitting these really, really important memories, Daniel might have something to retort to it, whether it's a laugh or it's a crude joke or it's some kind of like perversion that he has to say. He's trying to get under the skin because he's trying to keep Louis very honest with the information that he's giving him, and rightfully so, doesn't really trust that Louis is always going to be telling him the truth. And so it's a way for Daniel to kind of keep hold of like the conversation, because he's the human in all of this, and how much power does he truly have? And this is the one thing that he might actually be able to affect, is that it's his interview, so he's the one that can actually direct the way that it's supposed to go. And as Armand and Louis both begin to realize this, there's a point during the interview that Louis shares like a rather painful memory that he has regarding Claudia, and Daniel kind of makes a joke of it. He makes it a bit of a bit. And then Armand and Louis decide to turn the tables on Daniel and decide that they're going to call back some of his own painful memories and therefore put Daniel in the same position. And what I thought was so interesting about that is that we've seen over the course of the first season and in the premiere that Louis is very much, he's a vampire, but he lives very differently from what we've seen other vampires do. Like, he doesn't necessarily revel in the killings that he does. It's really done more so out of necessity, and he doesn't want to do pack hunting. He doesn't want to take out people, you know, who might have a little bit more to live for, and he's not particularly cruel. And during this interview, we see, especially in this episode, that Louis suddenly becomes a bit cruel because he feels that his pain is being trivialized here. And so he decides to pull something out on Daniel. And it's Armand who basically has to walk Louis back from what he's saying and what he's doing. And I found that very interesting because we see Daniel get a bit broken by the words that Louis chooses to go for here. And Armand notices that. And even though Armand is doing the shadowy control hands and everything, he still finds a way to pull it back a bit to where Daniel's not left completely broken and Louis doesn't have to keep being an asshole. And I really enjoyed that dichotomy here with the three of them this week. I thought that was excellent. And it gets even better that after a point of sheer terror later on in the episode, in which we know that things are about to get really, really bad for Louis and Claudia, that Daniel immediately is able to give Armand and Louis shit because of a mutual love interest. I was laughing my ass off throughout it, honestly. I thought it was hilarious and a very good way of getting things lighthearted again after they just had gotten really, really serious. This cast is just phenomenal, y'all, and they make so many different plays work in every single episode where things can be terrifying and be hilarious a second later. Just love it. Just love it. In the past, though, Louis and Claudia have reached Paris, and they're still in the search of vampires, but what's interesting is that we know that Armand and the vampire troupe, they're watching from afar. And there's this idea that because Louis and Claudia didn't introduce themselves to this vampire troupe right when they came in, that they're being disrespectful. That maybe that means there's something to hide. And if they're hiding that, what else could they be lying about? What else could they be hiding as well, too? And of course, Louis and Claudia don't realize that because the only vampires that they've ever known have been Lestat and then, for Claudia, Bruce. They don't know anybody else or conduct or etiquette or anything, and that could put them in harm's way for sure with this new interaction with this troupe, because Armand gives them tickets to go and attend this show. And this show is, it's an interesting collection of oddities, to be like, to just put that out there. Ben Daniels, who plays Santiago, the lead actor of the troupe, we talked slightly about him last week, but you might know him playing one of our leads in the recent Exorcist TV show. So good, unrecognizable in this for sure. But my lord, to where I say Ben Daniels might have had the most terrifying moment of the show so far, because as they're doing this play, there's this point to where Santiago gets back on stage and they have him break the fourth wall. He is staring directly into the camera, and he starts off with, "Make no mistake, everything that you're about to see here is very real." And it scared the hell out of me, y'all. I hope I'm not the only one. Let me know in the comment section if that monologue got you, because, man, he sold the hell out of it. Ben Daniels, you rock. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Santiago this season because, again, if you know the movie, if you know the book, you kind of know where things are going. Let me tell you very much that Santiago is the villain. And we know the show could go in a bunch of different routes, a bunch of different ways, because it's already diverging from a lot of the stuff that's in the book. So we don't know if things are going to play out the exact same way. But if they do, Santiago is very much the villain of this season. And based on that monologue alone, he is going to be evil, folks. He is going to be a gigantic thorn in Claudia and Louise's side. And, you know, we get to see more. You know, I mentioned before that we got to see Louis kind of be a little bit more of the vicious side. And it's interesting because in the past, as Louis and Claudia become, they become a part of this vampire troupe.
Also, it is so worth mentioning that because we didn't get to see Louis and Claudia interacting with the vampire troop as much, like, in the movie, that this seems like it's a direct nod to The Lost Boys. Like, I don't know how else to interpret this but being a direct nod to The Lost Boys, which makes it that much more awesome.
We see Claudia just loving it. This is what she wanted. She wanted fellowship. She wanted kinship. She wanted brotherhood with these other vampires. She enjoys getting to go pack hunt and get to enjoying them just being proud vampires. And her feeling that pride for it and no terror and no pity for the humans and just loving all these things that these vampires are doing. And Louis not really wanting to take part in that. And what's so interesting is that we then eventually find out towards the end of the episode that this vampire troop was co-founded by Lestat, which immediately puts Louis and Claudia on edge. But while Louis is definitely afraid of this information getting out there, Claudia, on the other hand, is only taking it trivially and doesn't really think that something bad could really come out of that, and then it just takes the both of them shutting up and everything will be fine. And I find that so interesting that Claudia is so desperate to have these vampire relations, to be able to connect with other vampires in the world and have it not just be Louis and Lestat, that she's willing to literally risk her life, which is exactly what's happening, because when they do find out that these two were involved with Lestat and that they killed Lestat or attempted to kill him, it's absolutely going to rear its head. And Armand has confirmed that. He's telegraphed what's going to happen, because as this massacre is occurring with the rest of the pack and Claudia, and Armand and Louis are kind of getting to know each other a little bit more, Armand directly challenges Louis that he knows he's lying about their affiliation with Lestat and doesn't know what specifically is, but he knows that the two of them are lying and that the troop will be incredibly angry if they find that out. And it's hard to know what's going to happen here, because the thing is that unlike in the movie and unlike really in the book, it seems like Louis does have the ability to split his attention. And so it's one of those things where I feel like, unlike in the movie, to where Armand has to set Claudia up. And again, spoilers, y'all. There's spoilers. But where Armand has to set Claudia up, basically, it doesn't necessarily feel like that's going to be the case here. Like, nothing about this seems like that would be exactly what happens, because we kind of know that when Louis finds that out, that's kind of going to cause a break between them. But if we're seeing in the present day that Louis and Armand are still together, my thoughts are is that Armand might not be betraying Louis and Claudia to the vampire troop. And I think Lestat might be playing more of a central role in it. But we'll see, y'all. It's only episode 2. The season has been great so far. And it's so early, y'all. We still got plenty of time left in this. But let me know what you're thinking here in the comment section. That's going to do it for us here tonight. I'm going to be back next week talking about episode 3 called No Pain. But that episode is going to be one day later, folks, just as I am out of town this weekend. I'm not going to be able to catch the show on time and get this recap out. So this recap will be coming for you next Tuesday instead of next Monday. Hit that subscribe button to stay up to date on everything I'm dropping here, y'all. But my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Right here is a big fan of Fangoria. So if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks! Thanks for tuning in to T-Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever, it's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page for video. That's youtube.com/C/Theron Reynolds Scary Movie. Again, youtube.com/C/Theron Reynolds Scary Movie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.